My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle. At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Wasted food is one of the biggest problems facing the world and the environment today. A Dutch designer is figuring out a way to end that. She's creating food paste from foods that would otherwise be discarded and using 3D printing to create uniquely designed baked goods. Who knew that saving the planet could be both artistic and delicious? Look for these types of baked goods in the near future. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went, people that we knew or associated with were being murdered.
I'm Josh Dean. For the last 3 years, I've been following April, trying to make sense of what her father did and what else he may have done.
We know for a fact that they're both here and they're both there.
Well, nearly identical murders.
Nearly identical murders occur.
And he still had his arm raised like he never lowered the gun.
It's a true crime story that's also about our obsession with true crime and the mythic monsters we create.
I believe that my dad was consumed with the Zodiac, but I can look you in the eye and tell you he did not kill JonBenet.
I know, nobody likes that one.
The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
The Clearing is available now for free on the radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
Ah, there's Blake Snell for you. Rod Coomer joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You're listening to Mully and Hawn. We've got Tom Thayer in. And Ron, I just wanted to get to some of this talk about the minor leaguers. And, you know, per a lot of reports now, we're seeing hundreds of minor league players released as teams are cutting costs. And we know that the minor league system is likely to be canceled as well. In fact, it's canceled. I don't think we're going to see any minor leaguers. So you got a lot of people that have spent a lot of time in baseball. And, you know, you go through lists and sometimes you recognize names of guys that were drafted, but there's a lot of anonymous names. There's a lot of guys that you don't know if you're a fan of a team that are now unemployed and among the many people in America that are suffering through this thing. I just wanted to take a second to talk about those shattered dreams, because, my God, that is a harsh reality.
It really is. It's a tough situation. Minor league baseball was going to take a turn and change regardless of the coronavirus here in the next year or so. The owners had talked about that, and I kind of understood their points. But then you throw the coronavirus on top of this, and now all of a sudden these kids aren't playing. And for all of us who've played professional sports, you know, not everybody just wakes up and, you know, you get drafted and go to the big leagues in a year and, you know, you become a superstar like a Mike Trout. And, you know, the whole league, or 80% of the league, is filled with guys that didn't have the ability of a Mike Trout, and they've grinded their way to get to the top of their sport. And for a lot of these kids, this is a tough situation. And what it's going to do, Mike, is it's going to get a lot of these kids are going to end up, there's still hope. It's not like it's over. It's just not going to be the same. And what I mean by that is there's a boatload of independent teams out there that are going to open their doors up to all these young kids that have been released, and they're going to play. And you're going to see minor league baseball change in the sense that there's going to be two teams, maybe three at the most for most big league ball clubs. And then these independent teams, a lot like the team that Tommy knows we have in Joliet with a beautiful stadium and great facilities, you're going to see a lot of those kids go there, and then they're going to be scouted and plucked from there by major league franchises, a lot more than what it was before. But the landscape is very different. I can tell you with 100% understanding that I would have been one of those guys that would have been released at certain points in my career. You know, right at the end, before I came to the big leagues, I was really on a roll and playing great baseball. Early in my minor league career, I was having knee surgery after knee surgery. I would have for sure been one of those kids released. So you got to keep grinding. You got to keep playing. It's going to change. The landscape's changing. But, you know, there was one thing the motto I always went by as a professional athlete, and I do, don't take no for an answer. The word no has to be crumbled up and thrown out of your vocabulary if you're a ball player or whatever the case may be, and you just got to grind through it and figure it out. And it's going to be a lot tougher to figure out right now, but it can be done. But I really feel for a lot of those young kids.
Well, Coom, you know, when you look at a guy like Scott Boras, who's representing the richest of the rich in Major League Baseball, what do you think about the message that he's putting out there? Is it a pro or a con for Major League Baseball? Because it does affect some of the younger players that he will eventually represent. But is it? What do you think his message is saying?
I have mixed feelings about his message, to be honest with you. He does represent the top, you know, probably 10% of our league, all of his guys that are in the big leagues. So he represents the cream. So most of his comments are directed towards that. And our players union has negotiated through the years, Tommy, basically negotiating for the top 5%. Of our game, and that's the way it's gone. And the way they've talked about it is, what that does is it just brings up all of the salaries along with the top end. Well, and they've given more to the first year guy and the draft kid, our union has, and then left those middle people kind of hanging there a little bit. And that's kind of how the negotiations have gone. So I have mixed feelings about what Boras says. You have to understand, he is definitely negotiating right now for his own players. That's what he's doing. And some of the things, you know, I don't begrudge Tom Ricketts for trying to make as much money as he can. You know, so to call people out like he did with Tom, hey, Tom's a businessman and he's trying to make as much as he can. The players are trying to make as much as they can. As Mikey was talking about earlier, it's a negotiation, you know, but to label somebody the bad guy because they're a good business person, to me, I think is a little unfair. And, you know, you just got to understand what are the interests of some of the people talking? And that's the way I look at it with Boris. You know, he's always talking in the interest of his, you know, 70 players that he's representing, period.
I want to talk to you about how you put a team together if indeed this ends up being a season, let's say it's an 82-game season. Let's say you've got a 30-man roster and a 20-man taxi squad. How do you cover your team with the 20-man practice squad? How do you make sure you have players that are ready to step in and ready to go while also being concerned about the development of your younger players? You know, if you have a Brennan Davis, a Braylon Marquez, or Miguel Amaya, do they have to be on that 20-man roster because you can't develop them in a minor league system? Do you worry about that sort of thing, the future of your team, or are you just concerned with those 82 games? And, you know, Nico Horner's an easy decision. He's definitely going to be either on the team or on that 20-man taxi squad. But some of these guys, I don't know if they quite belong in that taxi squad, but you probably want to get them seasoned.
You definitely want to have them seasoned. You want them to be around. You want them to be a part. So for the young kids that probably aren't big league ready, but they're going to be around, and for no other reason, it's going to give the coaching staff and the extended coaching staff that you're going to have in Chicago a chance to work with these kids. Because if you don't, Mike, they're sitting at home. They're not doing anything. There's no minor league season. So they're going to be able to play inter-squad games. They'll be able to do things in the mornings if they're not going to play that night at Wrigley. So the coaching staffs are going to have their hands full, and I would expect that there'll be a lot more coaches. The minor league coaches or some of those roving instructors will be brought to Chicago to help with, you know, all the players. So those minor league kids that are prospects that are a couple years away will be around, I'm sure. And then the way you set up a team, my thoughts on that are pitching first. All these young kids that can pitch, I believe the bullpens are going to be a rotating bullpen of the young kids. If you pitch, let's say one day and one of the starters goes short and you bring in one of these kids to throw three innings, he's going to be sent back down the next day and you're going to rotate another one in. And as the season progresses, as you get to 40, 50 games, you're going to have a better idea of who your real roster is going to be. But I think you're going to bring in a lot of bullpen arms, and it's going to look like September call-up time, and you're going to see different kids on that roster day in and day out to try to provide some kind of help for the back end of the bullpen and the middle of the bullpen. And then you're going to see some odd situations, like you're going to see a guy who's never going to hit, but maybe he can really run and he's going to be on your roster as a speed guy like we used to see maybe back right in the 70s. So there's going to be some different scenarios that you're not accustomed to seeing of guys on a roster.
Hey
Ron, thanks a ton. Okay. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay, I just wanted to thank Ron for joining us. That's it.
Thank you, Ron.
Guys, it's always great. We're going to be on again this Sunday, Zach and I, and we got Tommy on our final hour. So you and I are kind of flip-flopping roles, Tommy, this weekend. So I look forward to that on Sunday, and we got White Sox Hall of Famer and Cleveland Hall of Famer Jimmy Tomey on this Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great.
So look forward to talking to you again, Tommy. It's been great every weekend with Zach, Zach's Aidman. So look forward to that. Boys, have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Stay safe, Ron. Thank you. Boy, how come no one ever wants me on, Tom? Huh? Like you're like this special guest star everyone gets crazy for. Coom Dog, who doesn't want to talk to him? Mulligan, it's like, yeah, we've heard enough of that idiot.
Hey, ever since The Last Dance, you've reached a plateau that none of us have, and so, you know, I know you're one of the special guests.
Oh boy, that is exhausting. Tom, you're a champion. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you sitting in this morning. A lot of fun. You're a great man to get up and go into a garage for us.
Thank you, Molly. I had a good time.
Yeah, we did too. Everyone with the show, including me. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, we appreciate you listening. It means a lot to us, and thank you for doing that. Want to thank our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
just listen to the guy sitting right next to you in the studio, Mully.
Thank you, Zach. And Kevbo. Boy, Kevin Zipek's a special kind of guy.
I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh my God, that guy was the head coach of the Bears. Ray, you're the best. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate you always.
Carlos Santos.
And again, thanks to Tom and thanks to everyone. It's have a great weekend. It's Mully and Hall at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
Hey, Lawrence Holmes here. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever. So as America adjusts to the new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly. 670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
My name is Noah Feldman. I'm the host of a new podcast called Deep Background. I'm a Harvard Law professor and a Bloomberg columnist. I testified at the House impeachment hearings. So I both study the news and have, on occasion, even contributed to making it. In each episode of Deep Background, I interview an expert or a policymaker to explore the historical, scientific, legal, or cultural context behind the headlines. You can find Deep Background on radio.com or wherever you like to listen.
Opinions about sports, everybody's got them. Mike Francesa's opinions, they're pretty strong.
Sometimes, folks, I watch these games, I wonder where the coaches leave their brains.
If it's happening in sports, Mike's got an opinion on it.
It's only been going on in baseball for 70 years.
Catch Mike's On with Francesa. Huh? Weekdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the free radio.com app. Just search Mike.
Let's be honest, this is protect my image, throw somebody else to the alligators before they eat me.
Mike's On, radio.com.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle.
At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. May is all about innovative ways to help the environment. One simple and easy innovation is to start gardening indoors. Starting with herbs is a great idea, as they don't take up much space. Other than pots and soil, all you need to start your countertop garden is a grow light or a window that faces the sun. As you